The following message was preached by Elder W. A. Tolbert from Alabama. This sermon was preached June 24, 1957 at Columbia Primitive Baptist Church, Burtonsville, Maryland. Brother E. H. Horton has introductory remarks prior to the message. Side 2 is currently unavailable.
You just heard W. A. Tolbert from Alabama preach at Emmett Croson's home in Belleville, Maryland, June the 23rd. And this man has no education. He doesn't know a letter in a book. But when someone has read him the Bible and he hears it, it stores away and give you the judge as to where he can have it in his discourse or not. It's a marvel. God works in mysterious ways. He wants to perform. And this is one of his wonders. The man in the boyhood never could learn his letter. Of gout. God was only preserving him. To call him and to make people know that he can educate them by grace. And you be the judge yourself. Now, also, after this service, being on the 23rd, on the night of the 24th, he preached at Columbia Church, Pentecostal Baptist Church, here in Maryland. And what is said and done there will be recorded after this, as this announcement is being made previous to this, and after the service. There will be probably a brief announcement stating something else that might want to be on record. E. H. Horton, Belleville, Maryland, recorded for the comfort, the edification, for God's chosen one that has an ear to hear and a heart to understand. And these sweet gospel words then, by the grace of God, which is by and through and by his tender mercies that he grants us, a hearing ear and an understanding heart, and made you rejoice in thee. So I'll leave it to you, for the judge, from now on.
If I am what? God's children have looked upon me and thee and testified for 7 years the first time I put my eyes upon this boy. I felt it. And you know, never had seen it before anybody. And every I felt like that God introduced me to him, let me see him more than just a brother. I'm not saying that because he's present. I would say that if he wasn't here. When I feel a thing, I look to Jesus. But if I don't feel it, I'm a scary devil. And I would to God that all of his servants that's traveling over the world today are standing before his children anymore would be just that way. And they wouldn't believe what they were going to say from their heart, that it was God's
they would just leave it all. God is the same God that He's always been. He hasn't here in the late years got to be something different from what He was. Back yonder, 100,000 years ago, He's the same God. Time counts with us, but time doesn't count with us. Clocks and watches don't mean a thing in the world with Him. The sun rising and setting don't mean a thing in the world with Him. So far is time with Him. We're the only ones that time means anything to or count. And God gives time, and He's taken away time. He gives eternity. He never takes you away. So when we think about these things, as we go along, we need to think about them. Watch it. Set charity from our heart. Now I'm going to try, children, if I don't forget my death, to try to be a little more calmer and sticky to you than I was last night on account of my voice and my physical body that I'll now hold out to finish what is before me on this trip. And I hope I can forget that. But I know the Bible teaches us to be tempered in all things. But when I get lifted above the flesh and the carnal, natural things, then I forget all about this natural life. Unless I do, I won't preach to you. I'll just stand up here and talk for a few minutes and sit down. But behold, in this young man, and I'm not going to use him for a test, I don't raise him, or maybe, I don't know, just don't know right now. I think about God's Word. If God lets me see, and lets me understand, and let me feel, well, I'm not afraid of that. Anything of the Scriptures, aspects in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, if God reveals unto me the meaning of that Scripture, I wouldn't be afraid to preach it on top of the Capitol over here in Washington, D.C. With all the people could stand as the Scripture they could stand as far as they could be. So far as being carried in. That is, if God has given me the understanding of what the Scripture teaches. I have been swayed to believe that there's too much guesswork going on. There's too much guesswork being preached. There's too much guesswork being believed. There is too much guesswork being practiced. There is too much guesswork being called. That is somebody, you know what guessing is? Some you don't know. Anything that you know, you don't have to guess about. Well, when God tells you something, you don't have to guess about that. You know it so. You remember on one occasion, whenever the Lord We're dealing with a certain party. Whenever he was asking some questions to a man called Peter, I had heard people say, I heard preachers say that the Lord asked the disciples who the Son of Man was, but he didn't. He didn't ask the disciples who he was. The disciples knew who he was. But he asked the disciples who do men say the Son of Man is. Now that's what the Bible says about it. Now the one that said that the Lord asked the disciples who the Son of Man was somebody that's guessing at what the Bible said about it. The Bible don't say that. Who do men say that the Son of Man is? Well, now them men's guesses, there wasn't any of them bad guesses. They didn't compare the Lord with a bad sinner. They didn't use him as probably we would, somebody we were Christian at, that we were churches. They didn't look upon the Lord, probably we would have looked upon someone else, but notice how these men looked upon the Lord and was guessing about him. Some of them said that he was a lark, some said that he was gone, and some said he was one of the prophets, some said one thing, and some said no. Now the reason they were saying that because they didn't know. They just didn't know. If I were to ask you what I had in my hand, you couldn't tell me to save your life. Because you don't know what's in that. You can guess. You might guess it or you might not. But if you did guess it, it wouldn't be because you know what was there. It would be because you guessed what was there. There's lots of difference in knowing and guessing. Now, these children, I just wish you'd say that they wouldn't try to preach against the Jews unless they have a house full. Why, they just say a few words and set up. And them kind of preachers come through here, and you find their house, I want to ask you to stay at home and not meet them out here. Nowhere around that none of these meeting house. Why? Because they are coming through to be seen of me. And for somebody to speak well of them, and to go up and tell somebody what a great preacher they are. They want to be ordered and said. They are traveling to comfort and to feed God's children. A man that got his balls and heart and loves the Lord's children will preach just as hard to do as he would in thousands. Do you know why? Because if he's God's cause, God loves, and loves the Bible and wants the Bible to teach, the Bible gives him a party just as much to preach to do as the truth of thousands. Why? Because he said, where two or three are sitting together in my name, am I in the midst also to all and the rest. Do you see any difference in responsibility? Not in any stress. But notice the difference now in not after that fear to find out the hurt here knows where he was, the Son of God or not. He knew that fear knew all the time that he was the Son of God. But God, Christ, has given this question for a perfect reason. He had a cause first. He wanted the natural eye that didn't know him to be able to see something that they couldn't see, with a natural eye, when Mount Paul before the miracle. Now they were blessed, but there they was only body there, and they could see naturally just like you can, and when he turned the figure and asked him this question, he said, "Peter, who does I say the Son of Man?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Blessed are thy Peter, for flesh and blood did not receive this unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven." Now in hearing the religion that Peter knew, who Christ was before he had been redeemed to him. Now then, in the second revealing, for Peter knew who Christ was, then Christ, you know, Christ is going to change. He'll take the same thing they want.
Say yes. Now, that Peter thought it was going to somebody else be yes. You know something? Oh, Baptist, I wonder why God's little children don't go to church. There isn't. I'll get back to that church in a minute. They wonder why the Lord's children don't come home. They don't want them to come. That's the reason they don't come. They just don't want them to come. Them somewhere there don't want nobody else there. That's the reason they don't join. I'm saying this with all love, because I love you, I love the cause. You don't want them yet. You just absolutely don't want them at home. That's the reason they don't join. Then you wonder why this brother, why this sister, that stepped out of the town of the old servant boys and drank his water, his spiritual drank, and he disturbed you me. Why don't they come on home? You don't want them here. No, you don't want them. And you don't want to tell you why? You don't prove that they want them here. That's the reason that I'm saying they don't want them here. Now then, if you wake up, the Bible says that he wakes up and sleeps and tries to give you up. Not life, but life. You've got to be alive and go to sleep. Who is it that goes to sleep? Why is it the man? Now then, here comes by that. Paul is the man, wake up, man. Wake up and sleep and arise from among the dead. Get up from that. Here is time to sleep, the time to wake up. Where is time? Where is Paul's day? You ain't got time to sleep. Brother, maybe you may not like this, but you ask for me to come here. But listen, wake up and arise, get up, daylight, night over, arise from the dead. Christ will give you life, let your life shine. The others may see you at work, glorify your Father, which art in heaven. You ain't done it, that's the reason. God says, so he won't come home. You prove it's going to get a home again. Let's part eyes here. Far affected blood did not receive this unto thee, but my Father was far in heaven.
and upon this rock I give my character, and the gates of hell shall not be affected. I'm just an idiot. I want you to go in God's church. And you know, there's a different church. I ain't God's church. I ain't no Baptist church. I want to be ever just an idiot. I heard of God's church compared so much to Baptist. I seen Brother John the Boy die back by all. He was my church. But I don't know it. I'm just an idiot. I want to show you where God's church is and who it is. I'll ask in God's church. I'm full of thankful. I'll ask God to never leave his church in the hands of the Baptist. I'll ask his God to walk through the other. I'll ask him to call me. So easy for me to count. I'll examine it. I'll live in heaven. And it was the old master's character. I'll let Paul was coming about. When he said, upon this rock, I'll build my character. And it's the heaven. Shall I believe against it? Do you want me to quit? Or am I going ahead now? I want you to know it's easy. I'll listen. All the drunk is under consideration. I hear this talking about. We heard him say that it was failure that he's talking about. It ain't so. I'll have to move against work. It ain't in the Bible. I can name it. Our drunk is under consideration. There is a Christ in the law. Of my faith. On this part of all your mindset. And it is the devil. I want you to know all God's sincerity. I'll return it. It is God's character. I'll ask you to hear it. He's all more than that. I'll ask you to call.